Joining us right now to discuss how the COVID-19 pandemic has been impacting his community is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mayor Kokoros, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you too as well. We are currently at 4,067 positive cases that we have reported since the beginning. And unfortunately, we still have 134 deaths as well. We have moved forward with our capital plan. We've had to pretty much cut it in half from our previous years. We also are working towards balancing our budget. We have a significant shortfall. We're looking at this point, approximately 10% cuts across the board. And, we're going to receive $3.66 million from the Rescue Act. But unfortunately, we're still three times that in deficit. So we're going to hope that more money will be coming through other sources through the state as well. At this point, our school system, we have brought back, brought back the high school to a full day, 5 day a week program. They are back to normal hours and schedule at the Braintree High School. And that started Monday, the 15th. I was very pleased and excited to see how well it was put together by the administrators, the staff, teachers, and how well the students responded. So I did make a visit first thing in the morning on Monday as well. We are moving towards an April 5th return for all other grades, K through 8. So things are moving along quite well. We've, moved to our capital plan. We're moving through our budget now. And, it's very tough times, worse times than we had in 04 and 08. But, we're working together to try to come together with a balanced budget and provide the services for our community.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, are you seeing any reluctance amongst residents in Braintree to get vaccinated?
Quite the opposite. We have vaccinated over 1,500 individuals through the partnership with Brewster Ambulance. And I will tell you that that we will continue to do that. We are doing our final first dose of 75 and older, which will take place on Saturday. We've done a number of second dose clinics. And, we have people that are 100% ready to take the vaccination. And for myself personally, I have not, because I don't want to take one away from any of our residents. So we will continue to work with Brewster to try to, continue to do these vaccinations at Town Hall. But we have had no reluctance whatsoever. And, we've been able to see through the past several months how the vaccinations have worked, and we have not had any issues with any of the folks that have taken them.
And like you said, you're still continuing, it seems like, with vaccine clinics and outreach within the town itself.
Yes, and I would say that if there is any organization, we've reached out to Beth Israel. We know that they're renting some different spaces. We have reached out. Obviously, Brewster is partnering with us, but we're looking at maybe the Veterans Department. Our BSO is working with them to try to put some clinics together. We have a great location and great organization for vaccinations to take place. And anybody that has the ability to get doses and would like to utilize our facility, please reach out to my office at 781-794-8100. We'd love to host the clinics in Braintree.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
That was Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros.